Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I want to quit my job, but I don't know what to do. The topic of today's Every Day is Saturday show. Welcome back. My name's Sam Crowley, host of your Every Day is Saturday motivational, inspirational gathering every single day. At this time, you can head on over to iTunes and download the number one motivational show on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show, or head on over to the website, everydayissaturday.com. Click the podcast button. You can stream it live right there. A couple things also. Always like to stay engaged with the fans, the listeners, the ones that actually make this show hum every single day online. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what's going on in your life, what you want to hear on the show. Great topics for entrepreneurial, leaving the rat race, making every day Saturday, whatever it is. Defending your dream, dealing with the haters, anything and everything. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Love you guys, man. Love the great feedback after every single show. You guys are engaged. Want to talk a little bit more today about having a job. Today is actually Saturday, February 22nd. I can't even believe already. And I know I say this every month, every year. I know I just said it last month. But next weekend's March 1st. If you're listening to this show real time, can you believe it? Now, if you're going to listen to this recording in June, you're going to look back and say, wow, that seems like 3 years ago. It does, man. Time just goes. It knows no issues. It knows no drama. It doesn't care what you're waiting for. It certainly isn't going to wait for you. So the best thing you can do is maximize it every single day. You and I have the same amount of time in each day. You and the most successful person on the planet have the same amount of time in every day. So hey, I want to just check this out. I had a message on my wall on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Sam Crowley if you want to follow me there. And I posted, most people choose unhappiness over uncertainty. Isn't that amazing? Most people would choose to be unhappy versus the fear of what's behind door number one, right? And it helps explain why, you know, some studies say 70%, others are as high as 80% of the U.S. employees stay at the job that they don't like. Why? Because they'd rather be unhappy than be uncertain. Think about that. Is that you? Are you in a job right now, or maybe you're running a business that you're not incredibly passionate about, but because you fear what may lie ahead if you make that big decision, you'd rather just stay where you are, being secure, right? Isn't that an oxymoron? I mean, you're a secure job. Is there anything like that anymore? And even if you don't have a job, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're spending one day in a business that you just don't like, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself. You're just settling. You know, I don't know why you would want to settle. If at the very least you just don't do this, at least take a step towards where you want to go. I realize that it's a little hazy. It's a little foggy. But when you're driving through the fog, all you got to see is 10 feet ahead of you, okay? You leave that restaurant at night, and you're in the parking lot, and it's really foggy out. And when you went in the restaurant, it wasn't bad. Maybe it was just sprinkling outside. The rain was coming down. You were in there a couple hours, had a great meal with somebody that you love spending time with, had a great time. And then you head on into the parking lot, and you can barely see your car because the fog just descended upon the night like that, right? Well, what do you do? Do you call a taxi? Do you walk home? No. You get in the car and you say, what? Well, I better take it slow. Be careful. Pay attention. And as long as I can see 10 to 20 feet in front of me, we'll get home okay. Now, we're not going to get home as fast as we would normally if there wasn't any fog, but we'll still get there. And that's the entrepreneurial journey. You'll still get there. You know what I mean? Like, it may be foggy right now. You may not be able to see entirely. You're still going to get there because you don't have a choice. Once you cut the cord and you say, I'm actually going to go for it, I don't mean this wimpy stuff like most people where they say, well, we're going to, you know, we got to get some plans together and we're going to talk to some people and we're going to get a bit. I mean, that's fine. I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with planning, but the perfect plan that's never implemented doesn't mean anything. Give me somebody that's even got it halfway together and busts out of the gates going towards it. That's the person that I want to surround myself with. And I want to give a shout out to Tammy Hayes because she posted, when I put that most people would rather be unhappy than uncertain, she posted on my wall, I know, so true. I've been working at the post office for 20 years and have longed the whole time to do something that I truly enjoy. How do I leave a government job making almost 60 grand? I need you, Sam Crowley. That's what she ended the post with. And I replied to that, as I do to everybody out there that's just so awesome to comment on social media about every day is Saturday. And I just wrote, well, coincidentally, I'm launching my next product, currently creating the content for it, on how to quit your job in just 12 weeks and hit the job running in your new life, hit the ground running, rather, in your new life as an entrepreneur. I'm going to tell you this. It's 99% mindset. What you fear the most will never happen. And this is what I'm writing in response to Tammy, who really wanted answers. You know, I want to leave my $60,000 a year job with the government, but it's just I'm uncertain. I'm afraid. It's okay. Look, we're afraid of no health insurance. We're afraid of no 401k, no retirement, no regular salary, all that stuff. But you've been brainwashed by the workplace to believe that those things matter and that a job offers you security. A job that you don't like is a self-imposed prison sentence. You've given all your power to the man. It's time to reclaim your greatness and put faith into your work and into your passion. Wouldn't it be great? And this is the last paragraph I wrote back to Tammy. I wrote all this out this morning in response to it. Wouldn't it be great if you loved your work and were financially independent? And I just finished with, I'll be providing the escape plan for you from prison. And she wrote, that's what I needed to hear. I'll be waiting your escape plan. Look, I hear it, man. There's millions and millions of people all around the world. And I just wish I could just give you a pill. Literally, just give you a pill so you can feel what I feel. You can feel what other people feel. But people that have been successful jumped into the entrepreneurial journey. However, there's a big but. If you don't have your mindset straight, if you don't truly believe that you can actually make that happen, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. You could have the greatest business. You could do what I did. You could jump into a franchise. You know the statistics, right? Most franchise owners succeed. Now, I guess success is a relative term because when you own a franchise, you're really buying another job. You realize that, right? I mean, you're going to pay royalties back to the franchisor, which is, hey, let me just say one thing. The person who developed this, whether it's a Papa John's pizza, a Domino's pizza, a UPS store, Curve's franchise, Subway, whatever, these people had the gumption. They had the courage 10, 20, 30 years ago to start this thing. Now you're paying for the system that they've developed. So what they're saying back to you is, hey, we've got a system that's not going to fail, at least most of the time, because we know all the checks and balances are in place and we're continuing to fine-tune that. Now in return, you're going to pay a 6 to 8% royalty. So out of 100 grand, you're going to pay a 7 grand in royalties just for using our system. Okay, that's cool. And then you're also going to have to do business with our vendors. That was the big deal at Quiznos. If you ever want to research the controversy at Quiznos, just type in Quiznos, I don't know, Quiznos bankrupt, Quiznos upset franchisees, Quiznos scam, anything like that. And you'll see one of the big things that happened with Quiznos and why they couldn't compete with Subway anymore is the franchises, the franchisees, the store owners, just they weren't happy. You know, they weren't happy for a number of reasons. The main reason besides Quiznos Sub was more expensive than Subway is the franchisees were forced to purchase products from a vendor that Quiznos told them to purchase from. Now, I don't know why. Some speculation was that, you know, one of the reasons was that, you know, they were in cahoots or, you know, Quiznos was getting a kickback from the vendor, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but I know one thing. I don't want anybody telling me where I need to go and purchase my products from. That's the one thing. You know what I mean? Like, I own my own business. Let me run my own business. But, hey, you don't own a business anymore, okay? When you own a franchise, and I'm getting off on this tangent with franchises just to help you understand, if you're thinking about doing this, that's better than having a job because you don't have a boss per se, but you still need to follow the and toe the company line because they're the ones that gave you this business to run. You understand what I'm talking about? So this whole fear about becoming an entrepreneur, it's all about believing. Believing in you, believing that just because somebody is making 5 to 10 times more than you doesn't mean they're 5 to 10 times more smarter than you are, luckier than you are. They're earning that income because they believed before they saw. See, a lot of people say seeing is believing. Ever heard that? Seeing is believing. And before we go any further, let me just take a quick station identification break here. You're listening to the Every Day is Saturday show on iTunes as well as everydayissaturday.com. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the show. Told my boss to shove it May 6, 2005. Went broke, bankrupt, launched the Every Day is Saturday movement. And as a result, you're listening to this show. Welcome. It's great to have you. Hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Believing is seeing. You have to believe, man. You have to believe first, and then you will see. You're not going to, you know, people say, seeing is believing. No, that ain't it, man. You got to believe first. They got it backwards. And I'll battle anybody on that fact. You know, one of my favorite stories is Rocky. You know Rocky, right? Yo, Adrian. You know, one of my favorite movies of all time. Probably yours. I mean, it's a classic. It's an absolute classic. And not even so much, it's not really a boxing movie. It's not really a sports movie. It's a love story. You know, it's a love story about a man and a woman, Adrian and Rocky, and a man and his craft, Rocky and the sport of boxing. And the story is just amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. Sylvester Stallone wrote the screenplay, the script, in just 3 days. And then he refused to sell the script for more than $200,000. We're talking about the 1970s, the mid-1970s, when $200,000 was a lot of money. That's commitment. That's dedication. And that is believing. Believing in what? Believing in the screenplay, believing in the script, but also believing in himself. Do you believe in yourself that much? Like, I can only equate it. If you own a business, for example, and you're running it right now, would you sell that business? Is the business in you? Are you just in business, or is the business in you? Because using Rocky for an example of somebody that gave up, wrote a screenplay in 3 days and gave up the opportunity to sell it for a couple $100,000, the movie, the character was in him. And boy, did it pay off for him. You know what I mean? Because of that commitment, he refused to sell the screenplay. He insisted also that he star in the movie. He stuck to his guns. He believed in himself. And he eventually sold the project. And this was a low-budget film. I think it was made for less than $1 million at the time. And because of the low budget, they couldn't cast really well-known actors and actresses. You know, they had Talia Shire playing Adrian. They had Burt Young playing Paulie. Though I think the most famous actor was Burgess Meredith, who was in the corner with Rocky, right? And Mick, cut me, Mick. But Rocky stuck to his guns. He believed in himself. And the movie, just, it's one of the greatest of all time. Hundreds and millions of dollars have been generated just from the Rocky series alone, all because a guy, Sylvester Stallone, who, by the way, 5 years before Rocky was made, the film was created, which won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay, and it was nominated for 3 other Oscars that year in 1976. You know, in 1970, Stallone was in like a softcore porn film, you know, in 1970, because he, as he said, he simply, this is off an article I read a while back on him, he simply said, hey, it was either rob somebody or do that, and I figured I didn't want to commit a crime, so I would just make a really bad movie and, you know, just try to keep the lights on. He was homeless. Sly Stallone was homeless. He slept in Port Authority in the bus station in New York City. I mean, this is the story. So I'm telling you all of this because these are stories that I think about. These are stories that get me so jacked up. What about you? Does it get you? I mean, can you relate? I mean, I don't know what's going on right now in your life. Today for me, it's Saturday, February 22nd. My good Lord, it's almost 60 degrees out in Cincinnati, Ohio. So much to be thankful for. The spring is coming. My kids are healthy. I'm feeling better. Thanks for all the tweets, by the way, with the bad back. But what's going on in your life? Think time's a little tough? Maybe. That's okay. You know, it's okay to go down into the valley. You just don't stay there, okay? You just don't stay in the valley. You got to get back up. Just told you about a guy that was homeless, wrote a screenplay, earn hundreds of millions of dollars because he stuck to his guns. He was believing before he was seeing. Are you like Tammy? Do you want to leave your job? Are you unhappy right now? Do you find yourself feeling like you're in a big hamster wheel? Hey, here's the good news. There's one person who can change all of that. There's one person who can flip all of this on its head. There's one person who can do a 180-degree change, and that one person is you. Now, here's the one thing I tell you. It's mindset. It's 100% you believing that this can be done. And then ask yourself this question. Why don't you believe in yourself? What's preventing you from actually believing that this can be done? As we talked a little bit about yesterday, okay? We talked about there's nothing casual about Casual Fridays. Don't you love that title? There's something preventing you from actually believing. And I'm here to tell you, you're smarter than I am. You're sharper than I am. You got a lot more on the ball. If you got 3 cents in your wallet, you got more to your name than I had in 2005. If you've got anybody, and I mean anybody, you can count me as one person in your corner, then you've got one person more than I had back in 2005. And I'm telling you all this stuff because I believe you are a real-life Rocky. I believe you are about to bust through. I believe your best days and your best year is ahead of you. But here we are. The second month of another year is gone. It's never coming back. February of 2014 is never coming back. The success you have in August of 2014 is going to be because of the decisions you made in February. And if you're listening to this in June, then listen to me real close. The success you have in December of this year is going to be as a direct result of the decisions and the action you took in June. It's the way it always works. You plant the seed and you work the field and you let the harvest come in. You don't plant the seed and then rip it right back out of the ground again. Oh, where is it? Where's my money? Where's my success? It doesn't work that way. Rocky, doing softcore porn, 1970, homeless 3 weeks before he actually got the opportunity to write a three-day screenplay for a movie that was going to make millions of dollars. So for Tammy and for millions of other people all around the world and the thousands of fans that are listening to this show and saying, Sam, help me, man. Just help me. I'm on my last rope. I don't want to be in this hamster wheel any longer. I don't want to lack belief in myself. I don't want to lack faith. I hate being negative. I don't like being broke. I'm here to tell you, together, you and me, we're going to solve this problem for you once and for all. So you can finally step up, stand out, defend your dream, look your kids in the eye, and say, I'll be home every day. You know why? Because in 2014, I made a decision, and behind that decision, I took incredible action, and I made every day Saturday for you, for me, and for generations of our family. That is what believing is all about. Can you just say, I believe? Just say it. Scream out. Just say, I believe. There's another one. Who cares if anybody's around you? I believe. I believe. Just say it. Shout it out the damn window, man. Just get the message. Because when you get that going, you get the endorphins rolling, man, and you start believing. Sometimes you got to say it out. Like, it's just, you know, I believe. It's, I believe. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe, Sam, but I'm at work. No, I believe. It's got to be that big. It's got to be that big. You got to shake yourself right to the core. You got to rattle it, man. That's been lying dormant way too long. You are the next Rocky. You are the next success story. But you got to believe. Can you just tweet me, at Sam Crowley, say, I believe. I'll retweet it. I'll reply back. I'll tell the world for you. You just get the message to me, and together we'll shout it out. Can you do that? And also, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.